Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast, the show where we dive into the world of RV living with tips, stories, and insights from those who live it every day. I'm your host, Jamie Williams, and today I have a special episode for you. Over the past 15 episodes, I've had the pleasure of interviewing many full-time RVers, and I asked each of them one important question. What has been easier than you thought about this RV life? Today, you'll hear all of their answers in one episode. And if you're considering this RV life, these insights will show you that it might just be a lot easier than you think. First, let's start with episode one, where Tammy from Two Benedicts share what has been easier than she thought about this RV life.
So transitioning away from your home and into the RV full time, what has been easier than you thought it would be?
Everything, really. I never could you have told me just even 6 or 7 years ago that I could live in this tiny space with a third of the stuff I ever had and be happier than ever.
I agree.
And that has 100% been the biggest surprise for me. I mean, Donnie and I still sometimes will sit here at night and go, we can't believe we're so comfortable in this little tiny space. And so that's been the biggest surprise for sure.
I think that's the same exact for me. I remember we had our fifth wheel in like a storage unit that we could visit. We could open up the slides and stuff. And we still had our home and we wanted to get our dog used to it and even us like comfortable with it because this was so new to us. And I still remember thinking like, will I ever feel like this is home? This is so little and this is, you know, it's just so different. And yeah, it totally feels like home and it's so comfortable and you realize how little you need to be happy.
So true. So true. Yeah. We're still purging all the time. I mean, every year I find things to get rid of out of this RV. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so helpful too, because you know, space is a premium and you really can't have excess. And if you're not using it, there's really no reason to store it away like you would at a house and have closets and attics full of stuff. Like if you're not using it, get rid of it. Yeah, I agree. We're constantly doing that too.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that Tammy and I both agree on how surprising it is that living so small could make us so happy. Next, let's hear from Desiree from RV Cruising in episode 2.
And then what was easier than you thought about RV life?
Well, I think comparing to, you know, boat life requires a lot of organization and you know, you have to check the weather and the water. And I mean, I still check the weather with the RV as well, but it's just so much easier to quickly pack up and go. And you can go anywhere, like literally anywhere with the RV. And that's one of the things I like about it compared to our boating lifestyle before. You're really limited in the places that you can go. Whereas with the RV, it's virtually unlimited. You can just decide, hey, I want to go whatever to Canada, and off you go to Canada. Or, you know, it's like, oh, I want to make a stop at whatever, Niagara Falls. You just turn the wheel and you go. Like there's no limit or restrictions really on where you can go in the RV, West Coast, you know, everywhere. So that's one of the things that's certainly easier compared to what we were doing before. And I think it's just very convenient. You have your services everywhere you go for the RV. With the Super C, it's even easier because you can go into any truck stop, basically. Like it's a Freightliner chassis, so you can go into any of the Freightliner or truck service stops. So it's very convenient.
Oh, that's awesome. I do feel the same way. It's so nice just to have your home on wheels and be able to go wherever you want, whenever you want. I love that.
Desiree made a great point that RVing makes it so convenient to be able to go anywhere you want. You have everything with you. Just make a plan and hit the road to your next destination.
Now let's hear what Brian and Teresa from Our Villa Adventures mentioned in episode 3.
And so now that you guys are totally on the road, what is easier than you thought about it? I know, like, for us, we were like thinking that there was going to be so many issues and we were going to really have a long time to get comfortable, but there was a lot of things that were easier than we thought. What about you guys?
I'd say the biggest thing, it was scary. Having never towed anything quite so big, just the fact of towing the rig where you're, you know, 64 feet total length with the truck and the RV, and then getting to a campsite and having to back in. Not that we're professionals at backing in, but for the first year, she would only reserve pull-through sites for me. And that was because we just were not experienced at backing in. And we get better every time, but those were probably the two things I was nervous about being the biggest challenge. And now that we've been doing it, it's like second nature.
I love that. Do you guys have good hand signals? Because we don't. And if you do, like, did you learn them somewhere? Because I think I'm saying one thing and he's looking at me like I'm saying something else. So do you guys have your hand signals down, or do you use a radio or anything?
So I thought we would do hand signals, and we tried that when we first got the rig. Our dealer told us to go practice in a parking lot. We almost got divorced and took the RV back after that. We went back to the dealer, and thankfully our sales guy actually owned his own RV. I told him, I said, look, I don't know what to tell him. I don't know how to tell him to back in. What am I doing wrong? And he told us, first of all, don't use hand signals because everything's backwards to someone looking through a mirror. And second of all, you have to use certain key words. So I tell him either tail to the driver's side or tail to the passenger side. And that tells him whether I want the back of the RV to go to the driver's side or the passenger side. And the same thing, if I want the front end, I say nose to the driver, nose to the passenger. And that way he knows which way to turn the wheel. It's just made it so much easier now that we know, we understand how to do that.
Yeah, the biggest mistake that when we first started, she would say left or right. You can't use that terminology. We find driver's side and passenger side work best for us.
We definitely discover that too. I'm so glad for the nose and the tail tip too, because I will do this passenger and driver side. And he's like, well, what do you want me to put to the passenger driver? I'm like, the back or the front, you know, and I'm like, oh, I love that nose and tail. I love that. We're definitely getting better as we go, but it's taken a lot. You know, I love those helpful hints that I'm definitely going to be using those too. And that will make us not argue as much too.
Brian and Teresa brought up some great points that we found too. Towing and parking the RV isn't as bad as we thought, and it definitely gets easier as you do it. Up next, let's hear from Patty and Shane from Gills on Wheels in episode 4.
You know, I don't know if you guys, since you've been doing this for a while, if you were, you know, a little bit concerned about traveling full-time in your RV, if you were thinking like things would be a lot more difficult than they are. Is there anything that you were surprised that it's way easier than you thought it would be?
Yes. Boondocking.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I was thinking out there in the middle of nowhere by yourself and, you know, just kind of, I don't know, nervous about it. But once we've done it a few times, that's our go-to thing now.
Yeah.
We would much rather boondock than stay in a park with 85 other people. But I mean, the people don't bother me, but it's just, it gets crowded, and out there it's just you're out there by yourself, and it's just, it's a lot of fun out there for me.
Yeah, a lot easier too than we thought it would be, because we were like so nervous with our fifth wheel. We never had solar put on, we never boondocked in it, but like I'm telling you, it's addicting. As soon as you go one time, you're like, okay, this is amazing. It's even more fun with your friends around and stuff. We just did it with a bunch of friends and that was even more fun. But yeah, we just kind of like being out there by ourselves. And if you like that kind of stuff, definitely look into boondocking. Don't be afraid, at least give it a try. But then another thing that I think that really surprised us was, because we had heard like so many people talking about, oh my gosh, like, because we started in 2020 and, you know, during COVID and everything, people are like, oh, we can't find campgrounds, we can't ever find a place to camp. And we've never had an issue. Like, if we can't find a campground that has a spot for us or whatever, then we just call another one. And there's always going to be somewhere around. Like, we've never had that issue. I mean, I'm sure people do sometimes, I guess, depending on where you are. Like, I know Florida in the winter gets pretty crazy, but we still know tons of people that are able to get around and camp in Florida as well.
I love that. That's so true. We heard that too during COVID, and we were already RVers. We're like, oh no, is this really going to put a damper on where we could travel? It looks like there's nowhere, you know, that's available anymore. And I think that was a big scare tactic or something, because we've never had an issue with anything.
Right.
And then Shane, your point with the boondocking too, where you guys were talking about how much easier it is than you thought. We thought the same thing. We had our fifth wheel for 4 years. You know, we're always afraid of boondocking. We didn't know how to do it. Didn't really know where to go. And then we bought the little one so that we can learn how to do it and be able to go more places. So we did 10 weeks in Colorado. We only boondocked for a week and a half, because we found a really, really nice RV resort that we just got spoiled. But we were so surprised to find out that, okay, I really thought I would be scared every night. Like, can I really sleep like this with nobody around? And it was so surprising. Immediately, we felt super secure and peaceful and kind of kicking ourselves that we didn't try it earlier.
Yeah, same. Also, Colorado, oh my goodness, had some beautiful boondocking spots when we went through last summer. It was wow.
Yes. That is our new favorite place for sure.
And another thing with it is when you're boondocking, to me, it's better scenery than being in a campground. Like, if you're in a campground and you're maybe in Colorado, you may not get to see like the mountainside and stuff. Whereas you're boondocking, you can just almost basically park right up next to the mountain or whatever might be the attraction.
That's so true. When you're in an RV park, you really have to drive to the scenery. And when you're boondocking, you can open your door and just enjoy it in your backyard. We boondocked at the bottom of a beautiful mountain, and it was like every day. Can you believe we're looking at this? Like, we're eating our dinner looking at this. Like, this is so fun. And why is there only like 3 other RVs in view? Because you would think like this would be so packed because it was so awesome. But yeah.
I'm so glad Patty and Shane brought up how much easier boondocking is than what they thought. We wish we would have tried it much earlier than we did. There is nothing better than being out in the middle of nowhere with the most beautiful views, having all the peace and quiet you could want for free. Amazing. Now let's hear what Clarence and Kirsten from Move with Mac had to say in episode 5.
And so now that you're RVing and it was all new to you, what's easier than you thought? Like, were you expecting something that to be real difficult and you're like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought?
I'll speak first. Dumping the black tank.
Yeah.
I was so worried, and I'm hearing so much about, you know, oh, the black tank, man, blah, blah, blah. But it was nothing. It was nothing. You just got to take your time and do it right.
That is so funny. We had like gloves up to our eyeballs. We're like, okay, this is going to be like really hard. And we're like, okay, we hit the button. We're like, when does it get dirty? When does it get like really bad? And we're like, that's it? That's it? Like, this isn't hard. Like, yeah. We were so worried about that too. That's so funny. I'm so glad you said that. It is not that hard. I do it even. And I'm like, if I could do it, anybody could do it. So that is good. I love that.
Clarence's reply cracked me up because it's so true. Don't be afraid of emptying the black tank. It's way easier than you think. I have no problem at all doing it. There's seriously nothing to it. Next, let's hear what was easier for Janelle from Wins RV Club in episode 6.
And so since you did this on your own and you're so brave, and I just applaud you, this is like the coolest conversation. What were you kind of thinking that was going to be difficult that's actually easier than you thought?
I thought it would be difficult driving it. Well, because I didn't know. I thought it would be difficult driving it. I thought that I would have to change a tire. Like, I was afraid of having a tire blow out because I don't know why. Somehow I saw myself on the side of the road jacking up the RV. I don't know why. I wouldn't say I was afraid, but I was anxious about how do you get from point A to B if it's 1,000 miles? Like, I didn't know enough to go, oh, 1,000 miles. Awesome. I can see this and this and this and this on the way, and I can take 3 weeks. at first, I still had that mindset of, okay, I'm leaving today. I'm doing 400 miles today. I'm going to drive 8 hours. I'm going to sleep right here. And I'm going to go. So I didn't know, like, where do you stay if you're going A to B and it's 1,000 miles? I didn't know, like I said, to stop and see the sights on the way and get rid of that attitude of get to point B. No, B is there's subsection A with a paragraph 1, 2, and 3 of places you can stop and see. And that's, again, how you enjoy this lifestyle. Stop and see the world's biggest ball of yarn on the side of the road.
I love that. Yes. Enjoy the journey. Don't just like rush to the destination. I love that.
Yes. That's a much better succinct way to say it. Enjoy the journey. And until I got the RV, I didn't know to do that, Jamie. I really didn't. I've always been go, 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 get up the ladder, succeed, get something else, get bigger, get better, get stronger. And I didn't realize that an RV life taught me that. The journey is worth it, or as much as the destination.
Janelle travels solo with her RV club and will definitely put your fears to rest with how much easier driving, maintenance, and trip planning truly is. Moving on, let's hear from Jeff and Sarah from Wake Up and Wander in episode 7.
So now that you guys have been full-time and doing this for a little while, what was easier than you thought about RV life? Because I know for us, we had all these apprehensions like, oh, this is going to be difficult and we're going to have to figure this out and all this. And it's really actually a lot easier than we thought. So what's like something that you can discuss that is a little bit easier than you thought about RV life?
Well, I mean, I think we feel the same. I mean, we literally spent at least a year watching YouTube almost every night, you know, not like for hours and hours, but, you know, we'll say, like, well, let's watch an episode or two every night, and you just watch everybody else's mistakes, and then you don't make those mistakes, you know, so it makes it a lot easier. I guess one thing that's easier than we thought, at least for us, is boondocking really is easy.
It is very easy.
We both love to boondock, so we knew we were going to love it anyway. But with our RV and our tank sizes and the water bladder, like he said, and those kind of things that we have because we watched other people do this on YouTube, we were just all set up and knew how it was going to work out and had plenty of time to make, you know, little mistakes, figure out what's going to work.
Right.
So that was just easier, I think.
And then boondocking has really been very easy because we use an app that you've probably heard of, Campendium. It's a great way to find campsites. And it helps me to do all of the research before we go to any of the sites that we're going to boondock at. You can see reviews of other guests that have stayed there. They put their pictures in there. And then you can get on the website. And then I do Google map views of the places where we're going. That way I have some idea of what we're going to see when we do get to our boondocking area. So I think it's really important. Research is really, really important when it comes to RVing.
And I think too, another thing that was easier than we thought was just our travel days in general. It hasn't been as stressful as we kind of thought it would be. We try to do like 2 to 5 hours when we have travel days and just try to remain relaxed, you know, and the less traffic or the less big cities, the easier it is too. So
yeah,
I think those are the things we've found to be easiest.
So, and we both have our jobs, you know, when it comes to the RV on travel days. So she takes care of the inside, getting everything ready, all the doors closed to make sure everything is closed. When we're closing up the RV slides, that way we don't crush anything. And then I'm doing all the outside stuff, putting everything away, making sure that everything is stored the way it should be while we're traveling down the road. And so we both know now we pretty much can do everything setting up and tearing down without even having to discuss it. We just know exactly what our job is and get right to it.
That's so smart to have your own set of jobs and you know, like you kind of have your checklist, whether it's mentally or actually physically on a piece of paper, what you have to get done. And then it makes it a lot easier to get on the road safely. I love that. I agree with boondocking. We had RV'd in our big rig. So we started out with a 40-foot fifth wheel and then transitioned to a small 20-foot travel trailer for that, you know, bucket list adventure. But in our big one, we had it for 4 years and we were deathly afraid of boondocking. We didn't know how to do it. We, you know, didn't research enough and we didn't think we had what we needed. And so we never did it. And then with this new one, the little one, we got solar and all this stuff.
And we're like, oh my gosh, we totally could have done it in a bigger rig. Like, we thought you had to have like this little teeny compact RV to boondock. I don't know why we thought that, but here we're like, you know, the bottom of this beautiful mountain near the Great Sand Dunes. That was our first time. And there's like all these huge rigs. And we're like, oh, we totally could have done this. We totally missed out on 4 years of it. So I'm glad that you mentioned that because yeah, there's a lot of people who are afraid of it. And it's such a great way to RV. And that is definitely our favorite thing. And we're so glad we tried it and realized that it's not that difficult.
I thought it was so interesting that Jeff and Sarah also realized how much easier boondocking was than what they originally thought it would be, and so glad they also brought up travel days and packing up to hit the road was easier than they thought as well. Next up, we hear from Chris and Gary from Big Dog RV in episodes 8 and 9.
Now that you guys are loving full-time RV living, I always like to find out too, what was easier than you thought? Because so many people don't do this because they have these ideas that there's something that is, you know, either more difficult or more expensive or scary or whatever. I just, you know, wanted to find out from you guys, what's easier than you thought about this RV life?
I would say that we were most afraid of the transition from living in our sticks and bricks home. We had a sticks and bricks for 25 years that we really loved, and we thought it was going to be hard to downsize enough to fit in and to live comfortably with all of our stuff in a motorhome. And the transition from sticks and bricks living into tiny living went much, much better than I expected. I never missed any of my stuff that I get rid of. Selling the house was stressful, but we haven't regretted not having a house. We were afraid we would. So I would say over everything, that was the easiest thing that we thought, where we thought there would be some difficulty, it turned out to be a lot easier than we expected.
I agree. That was the same exact thing for us. We had a 4-bedroom home. We had a lot of stuff, a lot of conveniences, and it was so hard to get rid of all of that, wondering if we were going to really, really regret it. And, you know, I would take pictures of things, like sentimental things that I really didn't need to keep, but I really wanted to remember. And so that was easier. Just at least I would know I'd have a picture to look back at. And that would give, you know, family member stuff that it was sentimental that I wanted, you know, them to have and not just, you know, donate. But I really, we both of us, Randy and I both say the same thing. We don't miss anything. We don't even remember the things that we got rid of. It's like, yeah, it's so surprising how comfortable that you could be living small.
Exactly. Yeah. And I try to tell my family members now, I try to explain to them how much easier it is living small than it is acquiring all of those things and packing every corner of your house full of stuff. It's just amazing how much more simple and fun it is living in a smaller space.
I agree. Yes. You know, we had so much stuff. It was ridiculous. And it feels so good to be without all of that baggage, really. Space is a premium in an RV, but I mean, obviously with your big rig, you have a lot of storage, but it's so nice to not have it just cram packed with everything. And it's just nice to have what you need. And if, you know, you have extra room, if you need something else or you wanted something else, it's great. I love that. That's a really good just surprise that you guys found that it's a lot easier than people think it is.
I love that Chris also brought up, like Tammy did in episode 1, how much easier it was to give up their home and most of their stuff to live this RV life. We were concerned about this as well, and we couldn't agree more that it is way easier than we thought. Now let's hear from Vern and Katie from Nomad Nesters in episodes 10 and 11 to see what they had to say.
And so I always like to find out, because when people are trying to figure out if this RV life is going to be for them, there's so many things that they're worried about. We had so many worries, and we didn't know if it was going to be, you know, difficult or easy, if we were going to make a big mistake. And I always like to find out what has been easier than you thought about this RV life.
You know, we have very different feelings this time around versus last time, because it's easier to make money online. You know, we can have our jobs and all the things because we still do work part-time-ish. And I think my biggest concern this time around was more of an emotional thing of being nervous to leave my adult kids and our other grandkids that don't travel. And it has been so much easier than I thought. We have our kids out every couple months to visit with us. Making relationships is so much easier on the road. I think a lot of people are worried that they won't be able to have friendships and make friends. And those things really are important to be able to kind of have that normalcy of life. And so that has been a lot easier this time, is just being being able to keep relationships with FaceTime and internet and all the things that we need, I think people get worried that they'll miss their friends and family. And that has been a lot easier than I thought it would be this time.
And I think it's a good piece of advice for people, because we talked to someone back in Orlando that we were out riding our trikes and we get to the boat dock area at the RV park, and we were talking to someone and they're like, yeah, we just got on the road full time and we're getting off of the road now because we're just not making any friends. It's a lonely thing. And we were the first people that they had talked to, and we asked them, how often are you going out talking to people? And they're like, well, not often. It's so easy to walk around the park and just say hi to someone, and it's not intrusive. It's easy to do, and there's always a conversation to be sparked up, and people love it when you do it. So if you're out there and you're worried about that, just go up and talk to people. It makes them happy too, and there's so many friends to be made at every RV park. I just love it.
It's a great community.
It really is. That was the one thing we were so surprised at too. We have made so many awesome friends. The only thing is it's kind of hard to say goodbye because you're not sure when you're going to see them again, but
yes.
You know, it is so nice to be able to keep in touch through social media and stay in touch and find out how they're doing and plan a meetup again. But we have made so many wonderful friends throughout our travels. And then I think seeing our family, being able to RV, I think our relationships are even better now because they know like we're only here a limited time. So we spend more quality time together. You know, when we used to live down the street, we barely saw each other because you kind of take each other for granted. And then when we come in town, we're usually in town with our family and friends for about 3 months. And it's like weekly we see each other because we know it's only 3 months and we're going to miss each other. And so we love the quality time that we get to spend with our family and friends. And because we travel, we get to see more people. You know, when we lived in Florida, we'd come to Ohio for a week and see them for 1 week out of the year. And same thing, when we lived in Ohio, we'd go to Florida, see our family and friends there. And now we get to go 3 months in Florida, 3 months in Ohio, and then travel throughout the country and then see other family members that we've never been able to see before. So I think this actually makes our relationships even better to be able to travel full time.
I do too. It really is. And it you can build relationships, you know, as a grandma, I didn't want to leave some of our grandkids, and you can build relationships over FaceTime. And we have found fun ways. You know, there's a fun little toy that we can record a story, and it puts a card into our grandson's little toy and it reads a story. And so the relationships really can be built. And I feel like we're more intentional now because we were like you, our kids were 30 minutes away. And we knew they were there. We didn't get to see them as much. And now we're being so intentional with making relationships strong.
I think that is the key right there, is what Katie said. Living intentionally and not just waking up looking forward to the time you go back to bed, but saying, what's going to happen today? What am I going to make happen? Oh, it's such a beautiful change.
That is so true. Having a great attitude like that is definitely life-changing, and it really puts things into perspective.
I'm so glad Vern and Katie brought up how much easier it is to make friends and also maintain your close relationships with your family and friends as you travel full time. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I see this to be true for us as well. Next, you'll hear what my husband Randy and I felt was easier than we thought when we started RVing, and we share it from our episode 12.
The next question is, what was easier than you thought about RV life?
Well, I would say the easiest thing was actually towing a fifth wheel. I thought that was going to be very challenging, but actually with the truck that we had, towing that thing was a breeze. I barely knew it was back there half the time.
Yeah, you definitely did such a good job with towing. I think we both thought it was going to be a lot harder than it was. I mean, I can't say anything because I never once drove the truck and towed the fifth wheel, which I really wanted to do, but you just did so good at it. And we were driving separate.
She said she was going to, but she never did.
But, you know, to be fair, I was towing the motorcycle and driving separately. So I didn't want to drive the big truck, big RV by myself. So somebody had to drive the SUV and pull the motorcycle. So might as well have been me.
Randy really does an amazing job towing and certainly makes it look easy. One day I'll try it for myself and let you know my thoughts, but for now we'll take his word for it. Next, let's hear what Bryson Chase from Sparks and Rec think was easier for them from episode 13.
And since you've been doing this for a few years now, I don't know if you guys had any concerns about starting this RV life and traveling. I know when, you know, we had no idea. We didn't even know anybody with an RV, never been an RV when we bought ours. And so everybody thought we were crazy. So we had like nobody to talk to ask for help or anything or guidance. But I don't know if you guys had the same situation, but we were concerned about so many different things. And there was a lot of things that were way easier than we thought. What's something that was easier for you than you thought about doing this RV life?
Sorry, that's our dog.
Oh, that's okay. That's so cute.
I definitely think towing. It's a big camper. I mean, there's longer ones, of course. It wasn't that nerve-wracking in the beginning, but, you know, learning your turns, swinging out wide, and truck stop fuel stations, that's the best. Very, very nice.
Oh, yes. So do you have a diesel truck?
We do. We have a Ram 23 one-ton dually.
Okay, cool. And then so you get to get the gas where all the semis get, right?
That is correct. Yes.
That's the best part. And when we started RVing, we didn't even know that was a thing. We didn't know we were allowed back there.
Yes, same here.
Yes. And that makes it so different. Like, we're looking for a new truck now. And, you know, we're thinking, oh, maybe we should just get a gas one. We're like, no, because then we'd have to get gas with all the regular people up front. And we don't want to do that. It's so nice to be able to have all that room and that special like diesel gas pumps and with all the big rigs. And it is so nice. Don't have to worry about maneuvering around all the cars and everything in the regular gas station parking lot. So that's so cool. That was a really big bonus.
Chase agrees as well. Towing is much easier than he thought. So glad he also brought up that fueling up when towing is a lot easier if you have a diesel truck or diesel RV. You get to go with all the big rig semis, and it's so nice and easy. Now, last but certainly not least, let's hear what Jason and Jen from No Sticks, No Bricks had to say in episodes 14 and 15.
So now that you guys are on the road for 3 years, what has been easier than you thought about doing this RV life full time?
Well, you know, we were planning during COVID. So that's when we were in our planning stages. And if, like I mentioned before, we're watching all the videos of YouTubers and everybody's complaining of how hard it was to get into RV parks. As you, I'm sure you're aware, COVID really sparked an RV revolution. Yeah. I mean, it just blew up. So that was our biggest fear is, oh my gosh, we're going to finally hit the road and we're not going to be able to get in any parks. And we have not had that problem at all. We rarely have any issues getting to parks. If we do, it's because it's the Florida Keys in the wintertime or something like that, where it's like high use because of the time of year or weather or whatever. But other than that, we really haven't had any issues.
Yeah, that's what we heard too. So we were RVing, like I said, in 2017 prior to COVID. And then we were actually in Florida, just going to be there for a couple months. And then we were going to hit the road. We were doing travel therapy at the time. And we were supposed to leave in March of 2020 to hit the road and go on our next contract to California. Well, obviously everything was put on hold, the country shut down, but then everybody started RVing. And that was the biggest talk, was nobody can get any reservations anymore. And we're like, what are we going to do? How are we ever going to travel again? And it was the biggest fear. And so far, every single RVer that I've talked to has never had an issue. So I wonder if it was just a lot of, I don't know, talk and...
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was COVID really flared up over the winter when most full-time RVers are all concentrated in one area, whether it be Florida or Arizona or Southern California and Texas. You know, in the summertime, then we all just kind of spread out everywhere, so...
That's true. That's probably exactly what happened then.
I'm so glad Jason and Jen mentioned that it's not difficult at all to find a place to stay during your RV travels. We were concerned about that as well, and we've never had an issue, and most everyone we've talked to hasn't had a problem either. And that completes our recap from past episodes answering the question, what has been easier than you thought about this RV life? I hope you enjoyed hearing these stories and insights from our past guests. As you can see, many aspects of RV living are a lot easier than you might think. If you're considering this lifestyle, remember that there's a supportive community and plenty of resources to help you along the way. Each of these guests would love to answer any questions that you have about this RV life. Please visit roamingyourhome.com/podcast, where you'll see each one of our guests and click their picture to be directed to their page, where you can listen to their full episode and see all the links to their social media and everything that they discussed. Come back each week because I have so many fun interviews coming up. You won't want to miss these great conversations filled with so many awesome tips and travel information. I learned so much and I know you will too, so come back each week. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to see you on the road.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe and we hope to see you on the road.